The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jake Bourgeois at the Anamosa Journal Eureka. Jake, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Yeah, that was one of the things on my list, because I did see that you guys did have a meeting on that for next week. So I just wanted to ask, sort of, at the hearing you guys are having for that, what do you hope to learn or get out of that meeting that would allow things to move forward on that?
Well, I think the 9 Democrat and 9 Republicans that are sponsoring the bill, and I think that's enough to get it out of committee, that I think we're not going to learn a whole lot that we don't know about a bad situation for Midwest cattle feeders that want to negotiate a daily price. And can't get a market. And we know about the cozy relationship between the 4 big packers and the big feedlots of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Colorado. So I think that this is just more of a formality that we have to go through to get the bill brought up. But it does give 2 people that are for the bill and 2 people that are against the bill to speak for the hundreds of people that are on both sides of the issue, to get everything out public. The 2 that are for the bill are going to say how bad the situation is and how bad the bill's needed. And the 2 that are against the bill, probably representing the industry, they're going to say how everything is just working perfectly. If you pass this bill, it's going to screw everything up. You want to ask a second question, Jake?
Sure. As the conflict between Russia and Ukraine sort of continues to go on and things develop there, what are you guys in Washington sort of keeping your eye on as reports sort of come in? What are you sort of focusing on as the situation keeps getting
Yeah,
up?
We're focusing on doing everything we can to make sure that the United States, along with the 27 countries of NATO, deliver not only the defensive war materiel that we were doing to try to stop the advancement of the Russians. Now we're going to start pushing for offensive weapons, so hopefully the Ukrainians can push Russia entirely out of Ukraine. There's no reason. Ukraine was never a threat to Russia. There's absolutely mind-boggling of how he needed to go into Ukraine. But he did. It's a fact of life. And there's a loss, a great amount of life being lost. And so we just got to keep pushing and encouraging the Ukrainians. In fact, let me say this. I think the Ukrainians are encouraging the rest of the world by their bravery. Then, Jake, I'll take one more question from you.
Okay. Obviously, inflation has been a pretty popular topic. I know you've been out on recess, and that's been coming up quite a bit, sort of as you meet with people. What's been your sort of message as you've sort of continued meeting with people around the state when it comes to what can be and what is being done concerning inflation?
Well, my answer to that very question at my town meetings over this Easter recess has been this: that there may be more than 1 or 2 or 3 reasons for inflation going up. But we learned last month about half of the increase in inflation is due to this administration's energy policies, and you see it every day at the gas pump. So the first day in office, they stopped pipeline, stopped drilling, or at least discouraged drilling, put regulations on fracking, told the banks don't loan money to energy companies. Then you wonder why the price of gasoline shot up $1.20. It's actually up $1.50. I think that 30 cents of that would be because of Ukraine. So it goes up $1.20 because of the stupid policies of this administration to go from a energy independent country to an energy dependent country. Then it even more it's even more mind-boggling when then the price goes up. They go to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, get them to export oil to us. And so if you want to get the price of gasoline down and get about half of the reason for increasing inflation to 8.5%, just simply reverse the bad policies that you put in place during 2021.
Thank you to Jake for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.